He's going to take it himself for a championship.
A double play wins it to three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. Makai Tong touchdown.
Into the layup. Goes at the buzzer.
Elijah wins it. The championship.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network. Presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to Peters Township's AHN Arena and the PIAA basketball playoffs. This afternoon, the WJPA Sports Network brings you day two, featuring the 5A girls first round with WPIL champion Peters Township hosting District 3 eighth place finisher Conrad Weiser. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me along with our WJPA Sports Network crew, Jason Tennant, our floor director, Noah Tennant, Brett Gambino on the cameras, Terry Hazlett producing in our downtown Washington studios, with a tip of the cap also to Jacob Knisner. Conrad Weiser, 17-10, but just 1-4 in its past five games. The Scouts won their District 3 tournament opener, getting by Eastern Lebanon, before losing in the quarters and both seeding games in the district. CW just 8-8 after starting the season 9-2. Peters Township comes in off its second WPIL title, topping three-time defending champion South Fayette last Friday night, the Indians' fourth straight win. Peters has won 10 of 11, losing only to 6A Mount Lebanon on the final night of the regular season, and that after opening the season with 17 consecutive wins against Pennsylvania opponents. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area athletes, families, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years. Proud to be the bank that gets you. Coming up shortly, a look at the rest of the bracket, other playoff action on the schedule for area teams, and our starting lineups. That and more when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We were here last night when the Peters Township boys eliminated District 3 8th place finisher Spring Grove 64-54. Back here today, one of two games involving Washington County teams. Peters Township girls hosting Conrad Weiser in the 2A boys bracket. 8th place finisher in the WPIL on the road up at Sandy Lake, Greenville area. Chartiers Houston taking on the host Lakeview Sailors. In this 5A girls bracket, in the bottom half, all kind of area teams. Bethel Park's playing today at York Suburban. South Fayette home this afternoon with Lower Dauphin. Thomas Jefferson hosting Susquehannock. And Baldwin on the road at the Hagerty Event Center up in Erie taking on Cathedral Prep. This game and a broadcast rights to it, granted by the PIAA, our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the PIAA, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Half of the playoff brackets played last night. Today's action includes 5A, 4A, 1A girls, 6A, 3A, 2A boys. All of today's winners advance to action in the second round coming up on Wednesday. We already know we have two games for you on our broadcast plans for Tuesday. One crew will be right here as Cannon McMillan and Upper St. Clair girls square off at 7:30. We'll have that game for you. And the Peters Township boys will play West York. That game will be played at Altoona Area High School. And that tip-off is slated for 6 o'clock. So a twin bill coming your way on the WJPA Sports Network. And we have put in a request to be the producers for the NFHS video as well. We're hopeful that that will all come about. Let me bring in my partner who got to watch the Kanemak girls rally and then hang on to get the win last night. We've seen the Peters girls. We saw them 8 days ago in really an impressive win against South Fayette to take the WPIO championship. Come in any chance of a letdown?
Well, that's the thing you're concerned about most is after winning a game the way they won it. I mean, they were down by 11, and you thought their season was going to be a runner-up here in the Whippeels, and then all of a sudden the cards turned, and they end up winning the game by 4. It was one of those games that you had to be there to watch the whole thing. I don't think you'll see a letdown from this for this reason. Number one, they're playing at home where they're comfortable. Usually you shoot it better at home. And number two, they're playing a team that I think will have a difficult time matching up against their size and their quickness. So I think what you'll try to see out of Peters Township is that they'll try to speed play up, get this team to play their tempo, because Conrad Weiser likes to play a slower tempo, a more deliberate offensive style to keep themselves in pace. But I think you'll see Peters Township try to really go, get that ball out, push it down.
Our big thanks to both Chris Klein, the head coach, first-year head coach at Conrad Weiser, coached 12 years previously, resigned after last year, decided to step away, and the administration asked Chris if he would take the job, and here they are. They've won 17 games this year. That matches their previous 3 years combined.
That's a commendable effort by coach, and should be very proud of that.
Just the second time in school history that Conrad Weiser has qualified for states, and they draw Peters Township in the opening round. But, hey, know, things happen.
That's right. It's the juggernaut. But, again, you know, when you're in this tournament, we have seen time and time again, strange things can happen.
Well, talk about this last night, Spring Grove.
Yes.
Into the tournament. They were the 16 seed in the District 3 tournament. Opening round, they knocked off the one.
It's just hard to imagine. But it can happen, guys. It can happen.
Our game officials, Jen Bruce, Dean Gilmore, and Paul Dolly, they will gather with the head coaches and administrators. That's all taking place. We'll take a look at those starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, budbearmazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Bear on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud
Bear. Let's run the rest of the schedule for today. We mentioned in Washington County, Peters Township Girls, Chartiers Houston Boys, CH Boys playing at Lakeview. Other neighbors, Upper St. Clair Boys are home today with William Penn. Mount Lebanon Boys play at Governor Mifflin. 3A Boys, Bishop Canavan at Bishop Guilfoyle, and Keystone Oaks at Forest Hills. That's in the 3A Boys. We ran down all the 5A girls' neighbors. In 4A girls, Elizabeth Forward at District 10 runner-up Fairview and South Park at District 10 champion Harbor Creek. And the Bishop Canavan girls are on the road playing at District 9 champion Dubois Central Catholic. High school wrestling action going on. They're in their medal bouts right now, third, fifth, and seventh place consolation bouts underway. It's been a pretty good day, though some guys and girls coming up short in their medal bouts. But everybody wrestling today brings home hardware from the PIAA championships, and the state championship matches due to get started at the Giants Center at 4 o'clock. Starting lineups when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Big thanks off the top here to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, the entire crew here at Peters Township. Always very accommodating, and we certainly appreciate that. Let's meet the starting lineups. Conrad Weiser, 17-10 under first-year head coach Chris Klein, coming in as the District 3 eighth-place finisher. 5'7 senior Alex Trevina, averaging 8 points a game. One better than that on the score column, 5'10 sophomore Geneva Paul. A 5'4 senior, Giselle Feliciano, and 5'10 senior Sydney Spang, those two averaging 5 points apiece. And a double-digit score, 6-foot senior Lauren Grabowski, to round out the starting lineup. For Peters Township, 5'6 junior Bree Morial and her 62, count them, 62 three-pointers on the year. 6'3 senior University of Miami of Florida recruit Natalie Wetzel, averaging a double-double, 19 points, 10 boards on the year. A 5'10 freshman, Jordan Welsh. 5'6 freshman, Taylor McCullough. And a 6'3 senior, Daniela Radulovich, for Steve Lemberiou and the 23-3 Peters Township Indians. Let me quick run through these wrestling results. Medal bouts. Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township takes third. 127 3A boys. A fifth place finish for Trinity's Dom Canale. Collier Hartman of Canon McMillan settles for fourth at 133. Avella's Abigail Dolanch takes fifth place with a fall in her medal bout. Elena Ashby settles for fourth, was pinned in her third-place matchup. A couple of seventh-place bouts, both losses. Ella Trahan of Fort Cherry finishes eighth. Drake McClure of Bentworth finishes eighth. still to take the mats. Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township at 190 in the third place. Also third place, Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry, Jake Conroy of Ringgold, and Colin White of West Green. Those medal bouts at the Giant Center in Hershey still to come in this round. And the only finalist from Washington Green County, 112-pound girls action, Marley Solomon of Canna McMillan. All right, that's enough of the grappling. On to the hardball. Not the hardball, that's baseball. That's coming, though. That's coming. Hardwood, let's get it underway. Jen Bruce, the referee, steps toward the center circle. Geneva Paul to jump against Natalie Wetzel. Ball in flight, tipped right to Jordan Welsh. Peters controls the opening tip. Underway, ball comes left side. Welsh, McCullough, far side, Morial. Ball inside, kick it back out, wide open, three ball. Morial, nothing but net.
Boy, she could have taken a photograph. She had a lot of time. Conrad Weiser in a matchup sort of 1-3-1 zone, but, boy, they left her wide open.
Trouble with the dribble right here at midcourt. Saved by Trevina, and tough pass, but able to keep the possession. Paul finds a cutter into the paint. Feliciano spins, shot partially blocked. Feliciano ends up with the ball back after the Welsh block. Welsh stops a dribble drive. A bounce pass intended for Grabowski. Higher up the lane is picked off. Diagonal pass. Morial kick it out. Welsh looked at a three. Feed to Radulovic. Her shot from the circle won't go. And a rebound cleared by Grabowski for Conrad Weiser. Cross the timeline. A minute gone. Three ball in flight. Trevina for the tie won't go. Long rebound kicks out to the left wing. Grabbed there by Sydney Spang. Dribble drive, shot swatted away. It caromed all the way over the top, missed everything on the rim, but the control there made by Grabowski. 6:45 to go in the first. 3-0 Peters leads. Grabowski took a little push from Radulovic.
She pushed her. That's the second time she's gotten away with that move.
Geneva Paul feed it out. Trevina cut off on the dribble by Morial. Trouble again on the dribble by Trevina, and now the ball knocked out of bounds by Morial.
Yeah, I wondered if we would see Peters Township extend their man a little bit just to pressure the basketball, make it difficult for them to get into their sets.
Coach, I want to ask you this real quick. It's early on, Trevina has had trouble with the dribble several times now. Even if you hadn't seen that, do you change, maybe do you ratchet that pressure up on her when she's got the ball?
Oh, absolutely, but I don't think you want to change too much. I mean, they're going to do what they do, but certainly you go out and put pressure on her.
Trevina deals off left side. It's Paul on the wing, guarded by Wetzel, trying to get by. Shot blocked, and a foul going to be called as well. First foul of the game. This one's going to be on Peters Township.
You know, Wetzel looked rather incredulous at the official, like, I didn't do anything.
She got beat on the first step there by Paul, and then Wetzel trying to recover, called for the block.
Yeah, the body foul, no question.
Couple of free throws coming. First shot well short. Paul, a 67% free throw shooter, averages 9 points a game. And again, our thanks to both head coaches, Steve Lomberio and Chris Klein, for the pregame assistance. Conrad Weiser on the board, 6:06 to play opening quarter, 3-1. Pressure on the inbound, and Wetzel able to work the ball around that defender and get the ball to Taylor McCullough. Feliciano guarding McCullough, backs up to the volleyball 10-foot line. Feed to Welsh, lob down low. Wetzel underneath the basket, kick it out. McCullough looked at a three, didn't take it, dribbled it off her foot, and it rolls right to Wetzel. You know things are going well when that happens.
Exactly.
Crossover, give and go back to Radulovic, has to come out and save it. Into the corner, McCullough catch, three ball in flight off the back iron. Radulovic with the board in the paint. Get it out to Morial, now right side to Welsh. Put it on the deck, ball knocked loose for a second by Paul, saved by Welsh. Wetzel to Welsh. Into the circle, pick it back up. Wetzel, top of the key, doesn't take the shot. Welsh has it knocked away. Paul reach around and smack the ball out of bounds.
Conrad Weiser did a nice job in that defensive set there. They switched back to a man-to-man, and they put a lot of pressure on Peters Township.
5:20 to play opening quarter, 3-1 Peters. Ball in the paint. Wetzel, turnaround jumper from 10, off the rim twice, no good. Rebound grabbed by Geneva Paul. Feliciano bring it up the floor. Dribble with the left hand, doesn't look as comfortable that way as with the right. Crossover, though, nice move there, and a shot won't go, and another foul call. This one's going to be McCullough late to the party.
Well, I'll tell you what, slow start here for Peters Township. You can't allow them to feel comfortable. When you do that, it could get you caught.
Second trip to the foul line for Conrad Weiser. First shot good by Feliciano. Her first point of the game. She's a 35% free throw shooter.
Looked pretty good on those, Bob.
Nails both.
Yeah.
And ties the game at three. And a holding foul going to be called. McCullough trying to get free. And Geneva Paul called for the hold. First foul of the game on the Scouts, and now they're going to drop the pressure off.
Well, I thought it was interesting that they did put some pressure on them, and I think that's a great move by Conrad Weiser.
McCullough, Morial, lob it back between the circles, near side to Welsh. Work it back, and now quickly bring it. Welsh entry pass to Wetzel, denied, knocked out of bounds by Grabowski.
Right idea, just got to throw that pass more to the rim angle. She's got to give a better target, Natalie Wetzel.
Jordan Welsh, the freshman, one of two starters. And Welsh, bad pass, long baseline throw in, picked off. Into the paint goes Feliciano. Her scoop shot won't go. Over the back goes Morial. Got away with that. Kept the rebound alive, but Grabowski ends up with it. Stepped through. Her shot high off the rim. No foul call. Play on. Yep. Peters with the rebound of the miss.
Look. Could have been some contact there.
McCullough, right side. Indians set this up. Morial takes it. Wetzel cuts to the high post. Morial dribbles to the midcourt oval. McCullough, Welsh, near corner. Wetzel dribble drive, cut off, blocking foul on Geneva Paul. That is her second foul, something the Scouts cannot afford.
No, they don't have a lot of depth, so they've got to keep key players in the game. But she's going to come out. That's two quick fouls. We're in the first quarter still. Well, she's not happy about it either.
Yeah, we're 4:05 left, and boy, Chris Klein is speaking that not happiness to the game officials. Wetzel got almost double dribble into the corner. Welsh shoulder shimmy and feed it around. Catch the ball, drive, cut off at the low block, shot up and in for Jordan Welsh.
Yeah, nice move by Jordan Welsh that time. Little sidestep. Was patient with her drive.
Long pass ahead, Grabowski. Radulovic blocks that, catches the ball. Outlet to McCullough, gets an opening. Take it in. Scoop shot won't go. A blocking foul called and a timeout. 3:38 to play, first quarter. Peters Township 5, Conrad Weiser 3. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hometown Ticketing makes it fast and easy to buy tickets on your school's website or in the new Hometown Fan app. It's simple. Just search for your school, buy your tickets, and they'll be right there in your account, ready to be scanned when you get to your event. Download the Hometown Fan app today.
Mountaineers know.
Let's go!
Really means let's try, let's create, let's explore. And let's do it all together.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Taylor McCullough going back to the foul line. 3:38 to play. Hit the first foul shot before we got the media stoppage, which, okay, it's early in the playoff season. McCullough misses the second. Wetzel rebound, put back, rolls off the rim. just that hair too strong. Rebound grabbed by Conrad Weiser. 6-3 Peters Township plus 3. Blocking foul, Jordan Welsh on the far side on the sideline. Dribble by Sidney Spang.
Well, the referees are calling it fairly tight, so players will have to adjust to that. And you can't be making contact. They're blowing them. They're calling those fouls immediately.
Inbound to Trevina. Guarded by Morial. Deal left side. It's Dylan Bossler in the game. Ball to Grabowski on in the circle. Put it on the deck. Trying to step through the paint. Has to feed it back out. Feliciano between the circles. Now quick catch and first step by Trevina. And pulled the ball right out to where Morial could take it away. Morial circles. Left it for Wetzel. And Wetzel almost didn't realize that was happening. But able to reach back those long arms to save it. McCullough, Morial, left side, Welsh looks inside. Welsh or Wetzel catches a tough pass, and she is fouled by Feliciano. First foul on Feliciano. That's 4 on the Scouts here in the opening quarter. 2:52 to play, first period. Slow start, 6-3. Peters with the lead. Inbound goes up top. Morial gets it back. Finds Wetzel to the elbow, right side. Welsh looked at the three. Morial dribble, lob to the corner. McCullough takes the three-pointer, too strong. Radulovic going to save the rebound, but tipped it right back into Grabowski. Lob ahead, looking for Feliciano. Good recovery by Wetzel. Reverse spinorama travel.
Yeah, I don't know what she was going to try to do. The 6'3", Natalie Wetzel was waiting on her. That was going into the bleachers.
She was not going to go directly to Wetzel.
No.
That's what she was trying to do.
Big mismatch there. Bob, it's zone. The zone has slowed the game down. Zones can change tempo.
McCullough straight on, three ball, short. Rebound, Wetzel. Welsh bumped into her, and the rebound lost out of bounds. Feet ahead after the save. Good job. Catch and shoot won't go for Bossler. And Peters with the rebound. Looking ahead to Wetzel. Backs her way down the lane. Two and up and in.
That's what they have to do to combat the zone. Get the ball out and push it.
8-3. Peters Township on a 5-0 run. Bounce intended for Bossler. Tipped out of bounds by Wetzel. Way out at the sideline. Alina Sopko on the floor, first tour of duty today, and Jordan Welsh will
and
sit.
We know she'll put some pressure on that basketball. She plays hard all the time. She has no other way to play.
Inbound to Feliciano. McCullough trying to turn her around and just took the ball away from her. Had her on that left-hand dribble, which we saw earlier. Now the Indians throw the ball away. Both players on the near wing, Sopko and Morial, stopped. One of them was supposed to keep going.
Well, but you don't pick your dribble up. You keep the dribble alive. And unfortunately, Taylor McCullough decided I'll stop my dribble, but she thought she had an open player. Turned out to be right out of bounds.
Coming up on 90 seconds to play in the first. 8-3 Peters Township. And again, McCullough forces Feliciano to the left hand. Now the ball handler switches it back a couple of times. Takes it in tight. Shot won't go and a foul on Taylor McCullough is going to be your second in the quarter.
Yeah, she's not happy about that, but it was a foul. Players have to understand how's the game being called, and right now they're calling it rather tightly, and you must make the adjustment, or you're going to pick fouls up.
Feliciano back to the free throw line. So this is her second trip there. First shot, no good. I have the Scouts at 3 of 5 at the stripe at the moment.
As do I.
Jordan Welsh in and McCullough out. Feliciano's second effort. Short, rolls off the rim. Wetzel rebounds, looking for a runner. Bounce pass through traffic. Had to wait for it. Did Morial. Gives it back to Wetzel. She missed the little bunny 6 feet out. Indians get the rebound. Three ball. Morial, no good. Wetzel tipped the board. Couldn't grab it. Loose ball. Batted around. Tipped in the paint. And Macy Snyder ends up with it. Her long pass across the backcourt has to be saved on the sideline. And eventually Trevina gets it ahead to Feliciano on the front side. In the free throw lane, it's Grabowski putting on the deck. Radulovic turns her around but gets the shot to go.
Yes, on the film I watched, Grabowski's pretty good around the basket. Did a really nice job using her body to seal the defender.
First points in over 4 minutes for the Scouts. Pulls them back to within a possession. You go drought for 4 minutes and still only down one possession. Sopko catch, drive to the paint. Little floater out front won't go. Radulovic fights her way back up after a rebound, and she's fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot a couple. You see that nice move to get the bucket by Grabowski. And then Radulovic fights, goes back up. Foul on Grabowski. Her first, team's fifth. Two shots coming for Radulovic, who hits 68% of her free throw offerings. First one, no good. Sydney Spang checks back in as Feliciano will sit. Radulovic's second effort at the stripe, nothing but net. Her first point of the game.
Now you would think she would have a distinct advantage with her size today.
9-5, Peters Township, 15 seconds to play. Little reach in its swat attempt, but Bossler able to keep the possession. Between the circles, Trevina on the dribble, hassled there by Morial, and Morial now steps right up into the grill. Pass tipped, final seconds. Welsh blocks a shot from the mid-court oval to end the half. Peters Township 9, Conrad Weiser 5 after 1, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Start of the second quarter, CW with the basketball. Scouts trail 9-5. Another wrestling update here for you momentarily, but first things first. Alex Trevina gets a screen to get Moriel off of her for a moment, and then gives the ball back to Snyder. Shot swatted right out of her hands by Wetzel. Controlled by the Indians. Get it ahead. Moriel to Wetzel. Leave three ball wide left and short and right down into the hands of Grabowski. Peters Township's Liliana Giulianelli settles for fourth place, pinned in the third place medal bout at the Giant Center. Step into the paint goes Grabowski. Feed it back out. Three in flight for Snyder. It's short air ball. Rebound tipped across to Jordan Welsh. Opening minute of the second quarter. Still 9-5 right where we were at the end of the first. Baseline jumper for Wetzel. Good.
Well, maybe that gets her off the slide there. She hasn't shot the ball real well early on here.
Second bucket. There's a steal for Sopko. Takes it right in. Leaner up and in for Sopko for the deuce.
Provides instant energy when she comes off the bench.
Welsh trying to cut off a dribble in the backcourt. Three ball near side. Splashes home Trevina. Approaching 50 threes on the season.
They're hanging in, Bob. They're not running away here yet. Give them a lot of credit.
13-8. Peters plus 5. Ball left wing. Morial. Across to Sopko. Down low. Radulovic has to elevate the save. Put it off the back of the rim. No good.
Peters has missed several inside close shots.
Bad pass. This one went right to Welsh. Ahead to Morial for the easy lay-in. 15-8. Peters plus 7. Another bad pass behind Grabowski, the intended target. And the Indians control the loose change. Reach in foul ball. Denied to Wetzel, but a foul on Trevina. Her first foul of the second quarter. Checking back in the game with two fouls is Geneva Paul, and Macy Snyder will sit. Welsh force it in. Nice catch and shoot. Boy, if had to force the pass in, was running out of time, and Natalie Wetzel able to cash that in with her third field goal. And another turnover. The Scouts just giving the ball away. Welsh with the steal in the bucket.
Yeah, nice defense by Welsh, and she converts on the steal.
Peters Township with 10 points in the first 3 minutes of this quarter. They had nine in the entire first half, or first period. Jordan Welsh going to be guilty of a foul.
I just think sometimes in a game where you know you're going to win, clearly you're the better team, it just takes you a while to get back into the groove. And coming off that big win, this is to be expected.
Foul shot up and in for Sydney Spang. Conrad Weiser now 4 of 7 at the stripe. Madden Mel checks in. And it looks like Welsh going to come out. Peters plus 10, Peters plus 9. Both foul shots made there by Spang. Her first 2 points of the game. Indians quickly up the floor. Mel takes the feed, and she'll shoot from just about anywhere.
She will. That's why she's in there.
Not quite as deep as Sean Thelkel shoot it for the boys. Sopko defends with the right hand, dribble drive, and score with the left.
Yeah, Sean Thelkel, he only knows one range, deep.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Natalie Wetzel smacks the ball onto the Peters bench. 21-10. Peters Township has exploded out of the blocks here in this second quarter. Dribble drive, Spang, force deep, fired a pass across the low paint. Turnover up the other way. Sopko get it to Wetzel. Her shot blocked, and third foul of the game on Geneva Paul.
Nice pass by Sopko to Wetzel. Really unselfish basketball there.
Natalie Wetzel going to the stripe.
You know how good she shoots free throws.
79% to be precise. First one good with 5:15 to play second quarter.
She has a beautiful shot. Great release on the shot, too. If you're a young shooter, that would be a nice one to copy.
A little less arc on that second one, and it hits the back rim and kicks out. Bossler takes it to the paint. Wetzel recovers and smacks that from behind into the seats.
And Bossler just smiled. She knew she was going to give it a shot, but hard to shoot over 6'3".
22-10, Peters Township plus 12 after leading by 4 at the end of one. Bossler on the dribble and just got careless with it. Wetzel going one-on-one against Trevina. Has to pull up, little floater. Good for Natalie Wetzel. She's got 9 in the game, 7 in the first 3 minutes of this quarter.
Yeah, and did a great job avoiding the charge, obviously. And just a little soft touch, little runner.
Trevina to the elbow, gets it back, trying to shake free of Morial, and that is easier said than done. Dribble drive, Feliciano shot hassled by Sopko, save at the baseline between the legs by Wetzel, right back to Radulovic.
Oh, that was really nice. Clever.
Wetzel, catch and shoot a three, good. He's got a dozen in the game, 10 in the quarter.
Well, they've officially woken up.
27-10, Peters, plus 17 at the moment, plus 13 in this frame. Into the paint, Radulovic blocks and controls the shot by Bossler. Wetzel cross the timeline, wide open near corner. Morey out for three, good.
Well, they're feeling very comfortable now, so it's going to be easy for the Peters Township girls. Wide open shots, comfortable in their offense now, and knocking him down.
Plus 20 at the moment. Ball into the circle. Grabowski put it on the deck. Radulovic blocks that shot. Keeps it off the window and the iron. Long feed ahead. Wetzel catch. Give it to Mel. Back to Wetzel right at her feet. She'll throw a diagonal and onto the bench. And with that, a break in the action. 3:30 to play. First half, 30-10. Peters Township in front of Conrad Weiser. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
One of the challenges sometimes dealing with a media timeout as a coach that doesn't deal with them all the time is that you know it's coming and you just wait too long. And sometimes I think you get yourself in trouble by doing that. And now the turnover as the scouts get the ball and a little pressure defense and the ball goes out of bounds. Megan Caster on the floor for Peters Township now.
Well, and the other thing you have, you want to rest starters, but you got to keep them sharp too, Bob. Even if you're in a game where you've got a big lead, because your next game is not going to be a cakewalk. You know that.
Well, Peters Township currently on an 11-0 run, and you know, just back to my point real quick, I think Chris Klein knew a media timeout was coming, and you know, if you don't have that, if you're not expecting that, you might use a timeout to snap that run. You were within four, and all of a sudden you're not. Caster buries a tray.
The senior fresh off the bench. That's great to see.
33-10. Baseline floater finds its way home for Conrad Weiser. Able to get that shot to go. First field goal for Spang. Sopko floated to Caster. Up top to Mel. Put it on the deck, drive cut off. Morial ends up with the ball. 33-12, Peters Township, 2.5 to play first half. Three ball won't go for Mel, and a rebound grabbed by Bossler for Conrad Weiser. Quickly ahead, walk into the paint. Sopko blocked the shot, tried to dribble out, had that tip, gets it back, and a travel call. Mel missed an extra half step to try to get to the rack, and a call for traveling.
Yeah, and I'm not sure she ever thought that pass would get through, and it just didn't get the steps quite right. I like Maddie Mel. She's not afraid to shoot the basketball, and we know she can shoot it. Very active player.
2:05 remaining in the first half. Geneva Paul put up a shot but was way too deep underneath, hit the iron. Rebound put back by Snyder won't go, and Peters Township ends up with a ball. Sopko, lob down low, Mel. Reverse, blocked. Nice job there by Dylan Bossler. Stay with that play. Didn't get fooled by the reverse layup attempt. On the dribble, it's Feliciano trying to get by Sopko and fake one way, drop step again. Got to find help. It's going to be Paul, and she travels on the wing.
Turnovers really hurting Conrad Weiser. I mean, that's unofficially 13, and most of them have led to points by Peters Township.
90 seconds to play in our first half. 33-12, Peters Township in front. Indians a little sluggish in that opening quarter, but that sluggishness has been shaken off. Caster looks at a three, but a hand in her face by Bossler. Caster takes it back. Dribble pass too hard for Mel off the mark and out of bounds. Three medal bout wrestlers left for Washington Green County. Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry on the mats right now. Jake Conroy of Ringgold, Colin White of West Green yet to come. And then one championship bout, Canna McMillan's Marley Solomon to wrestle somewhere shortly after 4 o'clock. Reaching by Radulovich, knocks the ball loose but out of bounds on a dribble by Bossler.
And if you're Peters Township, you want to guard against playing defense that's not proper. You want to be fundamentally sound because your next opponent could be Thomas Jefferson, and we know that game was quite a contest.
Three ball won't go. Peters Township ends up with the long rebound. Sopko to the left side to Caster. 45 seconds remaining in the first half. Right side, it's Mel. Caster trying to cut through, but too well covered. Sopko takes a feed. Jumper outside the elbow, good for two.
Nice little 15-footer.
Sopko with 6 points in the period. 35-12 inside. Paul can't get the leaner to go. Rebound knocked toward the baseline. And boy, reaching to save it and smacking it down. Geneva Paul, I think if she lets that go, it's going to be Conrad Weiser ball.
Well, she made a nice little move in there. She, you know, twice she spun and was able to get the shot off. On nearly made it, but you're right. Had she let it go, I think the ball stays in their possession.
15 seconds to play in the half. Morial takes the inbound. Works her way up the floor. Get it to Mel. Three in flight. Short rebound right into the hands of Radulovic. Her scoop won't hit anything. And a loose ball grabbed by Geneva Paul. Up the sideline comes Feliciano trying to get a shot off. Baseline floater won't go. It would have counted had it gone in. Teams head to the locker room. Peters Township 35, Conrad Weiser 12 in a second quarter. PT explosion. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
From coast to coast and every state between, X marks the spot as Max Preps is your source for everything high school sports. From schedules, rosters, stats, live scores, video highlights, photos, playoff brackets to award programs that recognize the hardworking athletes across the country. Max Preps gives you access to every team, every game, and every player. Get in the know today by downloading the Max Preps app, available in both the iTunes and Google Play Store. Or visit maxpreps.com, America's source for high school sports.
An explosion out of the quarter break for Peters Township. In the first 2 minutes and 10 seconds, scored more points than they scored in the entire first quarter.
Well, 26 second quarter points. I mean, that's just, but it's what we expected. They just got off to a very slow start. And I think part of that reason was a little bit of the hangover from the Whipfield Championship game. Plus, team came out, played them zone, slowed them down a little bit, so they settled for three-point shots. They could have taken a shot anytime they wanted.
9 in the opening quarter for Peters. 10 in that first 2 minutes and 10 seconds. 11 in the next minute and 50 seconds.
And again,
to the media timeout to lead 30-10.
And most of them off turnovers, Bob. Conrad Weiser not doing a very good job taking care of the basketball.
Peters Township up 35-12 at intermission. And lots of people on the score sheet, led by Natalie Wetzel with a dozen. I have Bree Morial with 8. 6 more for Alina Sopko. All of those in the second quarter. Jordan Welsh has 4. Megan Caster with a 3-ball and a couple of foul shots made by Taylor McCullough and Daniela Radulovic. Peters 3 of 6 at the free throw line. On Conrad Weiser's side, 5 in the first, 7 in the second. Sydney Sprang with a deuce and a couple of free throw makes. She has 4. Trevina with a 3 in the second quarter. A deuce for Lauren Grabowski. A couple of foul shots for Giselle Feliciano and a single free throw make for Geneva Paul, who is saddled with 3 fouls at the break. Back to Peters Township's AHN Arena. We're at the half in this 5A girls opening round game. Peters Township 35, Conrad Weiser 12. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
It's your weekly trip. It's our everyday low price. It's one of 37 things on your list and one of 10,000 items we've marked down. It's feeding them balanced meals and helping you balance your budget. At Wise Markets, we know you keep a close eye on every price.
and so do we. Our low, low price promise helps you save throughout the store without waiting for a sale. So that you can eat better, we help you spend less. That's Wise.
Congratulations to Fort Cherry's Braden Welsh, a winner. Okay, that's John Banaszak stopping by. How you doing, big guy?
Doing well.
Ticker's good?
Ticker's good.
All right. Mary, take good care of you.
Yeah,
Mary got him all fixed up. All right.
Everything's good.
Great to see you. Well, it's not every day you just get to shake the hand of a Super Bowl champion, but
no.
Fortunately for us,
oh, he's a great
guy. That
guy
will shake my hand anytime I see him, and I certainly appreciate that.
The thing I admire most, you would never know he played football. He's such a good person, and known him for many, many years, as you have.
Oh, my goodness. Back in the day when I was just a wee lad, and he'd be part of those gatherings across the street at the home of Jim Clack, former Steelers center and guard. And I mean, there were times when there were 100 plus Super Bowl rings in that house. And I mean, my goodness, the Mount Rushmore that the Hall of Famers that were in that house. And to be 15, 16, 17 years old and to be around those kind of gatherings was just something really special.
Quite impressive, no question about it.
All right, back to my note there. Congratulations to Braden Welsh of Fort Cherry. He'll take third place in the state 2A boys 215-pound action, a 7-3 winner in his medal bout. And that leaves Colin White of West Green. He's on the mat right now, 285 third place matchup, and White with an escape in the second to take a 1-0 lead there. And we should be seeing Jake Conroy. He's on the mat now as well. Early second period, wrestling Roman Thompson of Central Catholic. Well, those the four guys from the WPIL at the 215-pound weight class in 3A, top four in the state. They were, you know, the four guys that finished 1-2-3-4 at the Whitfield, 1-2-3-4 at the West Regional, and they're going to finish 1-2-3-4 in the state. Tom, you and I were talking on the way over about about my early days following wrestling back in the early 70s when Tom Teagarden, Fuddy Bryant, Mike Marino were all in the same weight class in Section 3, and only the section champion went to the Southern Qualifier, wrestled against another section champion, and only that winner went to WPIL, and only that winner went on to states. And so Their senior year, when we saw Tommy Teagarden and Fuddy Bryan wrestle for like the seventh or eighth time in high school, that was the state championship match, even though it was the section final at W&J, a packed house, 3,000 people coming, you know, hanging from every place they could to see them wrestle one more time. And Fuddy Bryan got the win there, and everybody knew it was just a matter of time until he went on to win the state championship, because those were the three best 112-pounders in the state of Pennsylvania, and only one of them got out of section.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing now. I mean, kids have opportunities, even with the basketball playoffs. It used to be win section, you're in, and that's it. Nowadays, of course, it has changed. And I'm not so sure it's a bad thing to give other teams an opportunity to play, so I sort of like it.
I like the old days of wrestling. You win your section or you get on to baseball and softball. That's it.
Well, I mean, that is one way to look at it.
That's
certainly
it.
But you were a baseball player, too, so that didn't bother you.
Well, I was, and I never won a wrestling match, so what do I know?
All right, back to business on the hardwood here.
Colin White leading 1-0 at approaching the end of the second, or yeah, approaching the end of his second period. Late in the second period, Jake Conroy Ringle trailing Roman Thompson of Central Catholic 2-0. You get about 30 seconds. Those are the last two medal bouts to be decided, and then a championship final sometime shortly after 4 o'clock. Marley Solomon of Canada McMillan will wrestle for the 112-pound girls state championship. Start of the second half when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Quick strategy question for you. Knowing that you're 7 points away from a running clock, do you change things? Do you crank things up if you're Peters Township to try to get that going as early as you can?
Well, I don't think you change anything in terms of that thought, but I do think, Bob, you want to crank it up. I mean, I think you want to try to play like you're going to play in your next matchup. So, yeah, you want to keep pressuring. Take the open shots. Make them.
Welch, three ball won't go. Wetzel ends up with a rebound and a putback.
And play solid defense.
37-12, Peters plus 25 here early in this third quarter. Geneva Paul, a 5'10 sophomore, saddled with those foul issues, and she just has not been able to settle into the flow of the game whatsoever. Baseline drive cut off. Spang tries to feed it across. McCullough blocks the shot by Feliciano. McCullough backside pressure. Kick it around. Morial open three far side. Extra pass by Wetzel. Cash it in.
Tell you what, when her feet are set, she's as good a shooter as you're going to see. Shoots nearly 45% from the three-point line.
Well, they say get those puppies organized.
Yeah, set those puppies.
Bounce. Bump in the paint by Wetzel, and Paul's shot after the bump off the mark. Peters Township with the rebound. A deuce here would set us to a 30-point lead. Wetzel cross-court, saved by Welsh. Check to see where she was. If Jordan Welsh is in 5'10", that ball's on the bench.
Yes, indeed.
McCullough to Welsh. Baseline, Radulovich to Wetzel. Has to fight to save it. Shot rolls off the iron. Volleyball back up and in. 16 for Wetzel, and the clock will run the rest of the way except on official stoppages. Peters plus 30, able to just really sprint out of that second quarter into the second quarter from that quarter break, and it's been no stopping. Turnaround jumper won't go for Grabowski. Challenged there by Wetzel. Peters Township with the control. McCullough, Morial, three-ball corner off the rim hard, doesn't follow right away. And a ball out of bounds, last touch by Geneva Paul.
Bob, when you see good shooters at any level, the one thing you'll notice that's about them is they fight for their feet, and those feet are ready when the ball hits their hands.
Mara Radulovich checks in. Wetzel picks up her dribble, didn't take the three-point shot. Now work it around. Taylor McCullough back to Welsh, three-ball in flight, good.
Yeah, now it's just pitch and catch and shoot.
7 points for Welsh, 45-12, and Peters Township able to distance themselves from the Scouts. Steal by Wetzel, three-ball Welsh, perfect line, good. Back-to-back trays.
Tell you what, she's a good shooter, too. Great rotation on that shot, gets those puppies set. Lets it fly.
13-0 run to start this third quarter. Drive by Grabowski. Forced to go wide by Mara Radulovich, who rebounds the miss. Coming up on 5 minutes to play. McCullough scoop shot with the right hand. Lays on the iron and drops home. First field goal of the game for Taylor McCullough.
Well, she was in foul trouble. He sat her with two fouls for most of that second quarter.
One of the things that in conversation with Chris Klein was his concern with this young squad was that this might happen, and indeed it has. Foul called on McCullough. That'll be her third.
Well, you really hate to see a lopsided game. You do. But when you have a team that is so much stronger, at all phases of the game. This is going to happen.
Klein told me just hope they don't get overwhelmed by the moment, the size, and the opponent.
Well, all three have taken effect right now. So
Feliciano at the stripe hits both foul shots. She's hit 4 of 6 today, belying her season average. McCullough on the drive, off the box, won't drop home, and a rebound grabbed by the Scouts.
I think she's just going to want to forget this game altogether.
Side of the lane, feed goes to Grabowski, put it on the deck. Mara Radulovic forces that wide, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Geneva Paul.
Marla Radulovic, only a sophomore.
And we are going to get the stoppage here as we click under the four-minute mark. 50-14, Peters Township, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Any insurance agent can sell you a policy. At RTI Insurance Services, we're going to sell you what you need. As a family-owned independent agency, RTI Insurance Services will provide you with multiple solutions for your personal and business coverages. We're proud to support area athletes, families, and communities, and we'd love to help you too. RTI Insurance Services in South Point. Online at trustrti.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One other Washington County game going on today. Chartiers Houston and Lakeview playing at Lakeview this afternoon. And at the half, Chartiers Houston and Lakeview tied at 23.
You know, Chartiers Houston may be an 8 seed, Bob, but I'm telling you, they're a good basketball team.
Well, there are some Lakeview fans who have taken to social media and chastised the WPIL and the PIAA for, quote, allowing a team that's lost 3 straight playoff games to go to the tournament. Should just make it a 16-team field and be done with it. Oh, really?
Yeah. How's that working for you today with a tie game?
Taylor McCullough with a 3 out of the media timeout. 53-14. And Peters Township will look ahead to Thomas Jefferson and Susquehannock. Shot up and in. Radulovic called for a blocking foul. Basket goes for Grabowski, and she'll get a foul shot to go with it as well.
Well, the outcome is all but decided, and what you want to do if you're Peters Township, make sure you keep your guys healthy, get some other guys some playing time, try to stay as sharp as you possibly can. It's very hard to keep your concentration in games like this, Bob.
Grabowski misses the free throw, and McCullough rebound, or excuse me, Welsh rebounds the miss. McCullough finds a cutter, kick come back out from Caster, ball around to Mel. Welsh now. Mel sets a, or excuse me, it's not Mel, it's Gabby Catalonia setting a moving pick and got away with that, and the Indians miss the shot. Rebound grabbed by Geneva Paul, and a reach in foul going to be called.
Gabby Catalonia, the senior, getting some playing time. And I like that. I think that's great. Give these kids an opportunity to play. It'll be their last chance to do that.
2:35 on a turning clock. Paul catches the inbound, misses the shot, fights for the rebound. And we're going to get a held ball. First of the game, Conrad Weiser basketball at the baseline. Second half underway at Lakeview. Ball comes inbound here, and a bucket for Grabowski. She's got 6 points as the leading scorer for the Scouts. 3 ball, well short, no follow by Megan Caster. 53-18, Peters plus 35. Paul stops at the low block, rifle pass to the corner, Trevina. Step back to a three, wide right air ball heading toward the baseline, and McCullough going to save it. Takes a bump out of bounds, or it's Welsh, rather. Took a bump, and out of bounds call is the only thing they get.
Yeah, and she looked at the official like, well, I did get bumped out of bounds.
McCullough and Welsh check out. Peters Township deep on the bench now. In fact, a couple of players on the floor that all the games we've covered this year we've not seen on the floor.
Exactly.
In game action. Shot won't go for Trevina. Rebound for Lila Robinson. Now the ball misses everything. Peters Township going to come out with it. It's going to be Madden Mel. Entry pass. Mara Radulovic. Shot won't go. And a foul called inside with just under a minute to play in the quarter. This one's going to be on Nora Shade, a 5'10 freshman. A couple of shots coming for Mara Radulovic. 6'10 sophomore. Peters three of seven at the foul line in the game. That's an air ball.
Yeah, that was not a pretty one.
Radulovic's second effort with a minute to play in the quarter. Nothing but net.
Yeah, how about that?
I'll show you, Mr. Yeah. Radio Guy.
That's right.
54-18. Spinorama shot off the glass. Too strong by Bossler. Peters Township controls the miss. Sopko pass through traffic diagonal. Long pass there, and it's tipped out of bounds.
Well, I saw a long pass last night, and I can guarantee you Alderdice would like to have it back because it got picked and sealed the game for Cannon McMillan.
Mel took it to the elbow to Sopko, bring it back near side. Three ball, air ball, that's going out of bounds. And trying to save it, and see, that's, I agree with the hustle to try to save it if you can do that comfortably, but that wasn't as comfortable as Snyder grabbed it with her toes on the stripe. Ball comes near side, Catalonia back into traffic. Sopko saves a dangerous pass. Line drive for Castor off the iron, the window, the iron, and no good. End of three, Peters Township 54, Conrad Weiser 18, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have over 235 new Mazdas in stock. We also have over 220 incentives. It can be very confusing, but we don't want you to leave money on the table. Let's figure out how we're going to save you the most amount of money we can on your new Mazda. Come on up and get one today. Bud Baer Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington. BudBearMazda.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Radulovic and Wetzel back on the floor momentarily. Going to get a moment or two here in this final quarter.
Yeah, I bet they only get a possession or two, and I think I'd be smart with that.
Caitlin Malloy on the floor as well. Peters almost throws it away, but Wetzel able to track it down. Radulovic at the volleyball 10-foot line. Give it to Wetzel. Three ball from the wing. Short rebound grabbed inside. Malloy, kick it back out. Radulovic air ball from beyond the three-point line, and then some.
And Coach Steve just looked at her as though to say, really?
54-18, Peters Township with this one in hand. Just going to try to work their way through these final 7 minutes and 15 seconds. Trevina, three ball, wide right air ball. Saved down low, right back off the leg of Radulovic, but controlled on the loose ball by Peters Township. Catalonia with that grab. Wetzel dribble drive, waits for traffic, missed the lay-in. Radulovic with the board. Near side, three ball for Caitlin Malloy. Wide right, the rebound grabbed at the baseline by Grabowski. Steal by Wetzel on the outlet. Took it to the lane, and Wetzel lost the handle, but knocked out of her hands, apparently. And a couple of substitutions happening now.
Yeah, and I think I know who's coming out, Wetzel and Radulovic.
Going to give the fans a chance here on their final home game of the their careers. And also on the other side, Giselle Feliciano, who's career wrapping up as well, going to get a chance, and the hugs from the coaches and teammates there as well. Their season is ending. Peters will play on, but won't play here at home. Shot won't go for Mara Radulovic. Rebound grabbed by Catalonia. Two ball, far side, count it.
How about that for the senior, Gabby Catalona? Nails the three-pointer from the corner.
56-18 as we click under 6 minutes to play. Again, running clock due to the margin. Near side, Trevina, three won't go. Up to get the rebound, Geneva Paul lays it on the rim a couple times. No good. Rebound, put back, count it. Geneva Paul's first field goal.
Yeah, nice moves there. She's had a couple of opportunities. Just they've all fallen a little bit off.
Ball thrown out of bounds by Peters Township. Score from Lakeview. Host middle of third quarter, leading Chartiers Houston 30-27. Conrad Weiser crossing the timeline. Ball comes to Paul, back to Trevina. Long three. She's not afraid to shoot it. Gets this one to go. Her second tray of the game.
She's not. She just keeps firing them up.
5 minutes to play in the ball game. Ball into the paint. Radulovic working around the perimeter. Catalonia fakes a three. Got traffic to move. Put the three up and a battle for the rebound and a holding foul going to be signaled on Caitlin Malloy. First foul of the fourth quarter for anybody. A couple of more substitutions. And coming out is a Grabowski, another senior for Conrad Weiser. And just think about it, just the second time ever to the state playoffs. 17 wins for Conrad Weiser this year, matching what they won in the three previous years.
Wow, that's great. It's an accomplishment.
And the seniors recognized for the work that they put in to get to this point. And again, Chris Klein taking over as head coach this year and able to get some things turned around and squared away, get some wins on the board. Three ball for the Indians as we click under 4 minutes. No good by Malloy. Radulovic with the rebound. Pass to the free throw line. Ball comes near side. Ashlyn Morial. Oh, boy. How about that? There's another one coming.
Yeah, if you can shoot like Big Sis. Wow.
Entry pass tipped away, controlled by the scouts. And Bossler fouled and will go to the line to shoot a couple after the media timeout. 3:37 to play here in the fourth quarter. 56-23 back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
You deserve a bank that drives your business. One that's with you for the long haul and knows how to keep your business rolling. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on delivering customized solutions, ones that are built for the unique journey your business is on. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This present.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
A couple of free throws coming for Dylan Bossler. First one off the mark. And checking in is Deanna Rostek for the Scouts. 56-23, Peters Township in control from really early in the second quarter. Second shot won't go either. 0-for-2 on that trip by Bossler, who's a 78% free throw shooter. Missed them both.
Been that kind of a day for Conrad Weiser.
Cameron Gambrell with a 3-ball straight on. Got a good look at it. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Going to be ruled to be last touch by Macy Snyder. That will enable Gabby Santoro to check in.
One thing I'll say about Peters Township, they are not shy about shooting those threes, Bob. Everybody's ready to fire it up.
Running clock, 3 minutes and counting left to play. Far side, Morial for three, not the Danielle, but the other one. Ball knocked loose. And Conrad Weiser going to fight and save it. I'm sorry, that was Grace Nelson on that 3-ball. Dribble up the floor, take it to the hoop and score, does Macy Snyder with her first points of the game.
Yeah, nice little move by Macy Snyder down the lane.
Pass tip, going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Santoro. And now Sarah Gelsinger going to get on the floor. Snyder, a sophomore, will check out. Peters Township with the ball in hand, the game in hand, and the clock turning. Pass into traffic, deflected and saved nicely by Abby Dunbar. Mentioned John Banaszak earlier, proud grandpa. Sees his granddaughter on the floor in a PIAA playoff game here as just a sophomore. Peters Township keeps the ball alive. Ball goes inside, shot up and in for Maddie Rost.
A lot of familiar names, huh?
On the near wing for Conrad Weiser. A little reach in across the body. Foul called on Rost. Second foul of the quarter, so it'll be a baseline throw in. Couple of substitutions. Gina Dufresne checks in. Anthanasia Mounts checks in as well. Into the paint goes Santoro. Off the window, won't go. Gets her own rebound, takes it back to the circle. Deal it across to Rostick. Trouble with the dribble. Ball knocked out of her hands. And then a steal back. Attempt by Ross. Lost out of bounds. 60 seconds left in this one. A game that was 9-5 at the end of one. And then Peters Township exploded for 10 points in the first 2 minutes and 10 seconds. 11 in the next 2 minutes. Ball saved. Lost. Saved. And Peters Township ends up with it. Ball around the perimeter, corner, 3-ball in flight, short rebound grabbed inside by Mounts for Conrad Weiser. We click under 30 seconds left to play. Feed to the corner, goes to Rostick, throws it out in the midcourt area and scramble for it. Good job by the Scouts to get to the loose ball. Down low, off the window, shot won't go, rebound tipped loose, grabbed there by Lila Robinson. Robinson looking for a place to serve something up. 3-ball in flight off the front rim. Final seconds won't go. Got to check up a shot, and it'll be too late. Will not count even if it goes, and that buzzer ends the game. Peters Township 58, Conrad Weiser 25. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Come on, y'all. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
What a mighty, mighty good man.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
He's a mighty, mighty good man.
So on to the second round, survive in advance, and Peters Township certainly able to survive with that little sloppy, shaky, sluggish first quarter, 9-5, Conrad Weiser with the lead. But then the absolute explosion from the quarter break, 10 points in the first 2-10, 11 points in the next less than 2 minutes, and Peters led 35-12 at the break and rattled off the first 15 points of the third quarter, triggering the running clock down the stretch.
Yeah, it was just too much talent on the part of Peters Township, too much quickness, too much size, and just took them a while to get themselves going. And once they got it in gear, it was Katie bar the door and lights out. But now things get a little more interesting as they progress through the tournament, Bob. I think they can make a run, but they've got, you know, if they play, and I'm assuming Thomas Jefferson will win their game. And
that's, I'm not going to make any assumption.
Yeah, I don't want to
like
make
that.
An assumption, but I they're pretty good.
I get that. But
they're playing at home. I'm going to give them an edge, and if these two teams go again and do battle, boy, that first game was anything but easy for Peters Township.
Well, the first two, they played twice
in that section action.
But
It'll be another interesting matchup. But, again, we will wait and see how that turns out. From here, the road gets difficult.
Peters Township 9-5 over Conrad Weiser in the opening quarter, and then the Indians 26-7 in the second to lead 35-12 at the break, 19-6 to scoring advantage for Peters in the third. If there was any doubt left, that ended that. And then Conrad Weiser with a 7-4 scoring advantage with a running clock in the fourth quarter, 58-25 to set our final. Nobody in double figures for Conrad Weiser. Chris Klein's squad ends the year 17-11 and into the state playoffs for just the second time in school history. Again, they're 17 wins, matching the three previous years. And boy, I tell you what, you see tears in district playoffs, but once you cross a certain threshold, you know you're going to get to play again. Now it's
over.
It's over. And mom and dad's with tears, players with tears,
yeah.
But to take the ABC Wide World of Sports phrase from years and years ago, covering the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, I have always said, I was a little kid when that phrase started, and I will say this, I learned pretty early on, if there is no agony of defeat, there can be no thrill of victory.
That is correct.
If it didn't hurt and stink so bad to lose, it wouldn't be so sweet to win.
It does. It always hurts. And, I even myself as a player, and I'm an old guy now, but I remember those last games, and that was tough. I mean, you realize that what you've done, your dreams, your life, you played this game, and when it's over, it's a final thing. And it's just not the same playing in the old pickup leagues, but, it hurts all the way around.
Individual scoring for Peters Township, Natalie Wetzel with game honors with 16. Bree Morial had 11, and Jordan Welsh with 10. Three players in double figures for the Indians, just 4 of 8 at the foul line here this afternoon, but more than enough to improve to 24-3, win their fifth straight game since that regular season ending loss to 6A Mount Lebanon. Peters Township on to the second round to take on either Thomas Jefferson or Susquehannock, those two teams playing in Pleasant Hills this afternoon. We'll get to our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
There are many games when it would just be easy to say leading scorer, double digits in both scoring and rebounding, and when she led scoring this afternoon, that Natalie Wetzel's your player of the game. But even more though than just leading scorer. She took over to start that second quarter. Oh, they'd been a little sluggish in the first, and she just took over. And of her 16 points, pounded in 10 of them in that quarter when the Indians took control of the game. And for that, Natalie Wetzel, our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game.
Yeah, Natalie Wetzel's an outstanding player. And, you know, I think her future is very bright, Bob. I mean, she'll get a little stronger in college. And, boy, she has such good skills. And when you're playing at a high level, your skill set has to be high as well. She has all the intangibles, and be anxious to and excited to follow her throughout her career. But she's got unfinished business.
Indeed, not quite done yet. So we'll check a couple of other wrestling situations. We tried to update those for you throughout the day today, and I have one more third place result to check. And let me tell you that Jake Conroy of Ringgold finishes fourth, losing in his third place match 5-3, and Colin White settles for fourth as well, losing 4-3 in his third place bout. So 11 medals awarded, one more to go for Washington Green County wrestlers, and we know that it'll be either gold or silver for Marley Solomon of Canada McMillan shortly after 4 o'clock on WJPA AM and audio available online at WJPA.com. Marley Solomon will wrestle for the 112-pound girls PIAA State Wrestling Championship. Check back in one more time on that basketball game, and Chartiers Houston just cannot hit foul shots here late part of the game, as Lakeview has extended its lead now. Just under 6 minutes to play. It's Lakeview 37, Chartiers Houston 31. And Chartiers Houston down six as the WPIL eighth place finisher, but trying to scratch and claw their way back into this one if they can. And we'll see how that all works out. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington Financial Bank. For 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Bud Bear Mazda on Route 19 South in Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By RTI Insurance Services, proud to support area families, athletes, and communities. Log on trustrti.com. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. WJPA's coverage of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship Tournament starts tonight with the first of a week full of conference championship games. And our state basketball coverage continues Tuesday and Wednesday with round two action. Peters Township boys take on West York at Altoona Tuesday at 6. Canada McMillan and Upper St. Clair girls square off here at Peters Township at 7:30. And we know the Peters Township girls will be in action against either Thomas Jefferson or Susquehannock on Wednesday. Thanks to both head coaches, Steve Lemberieu and Chris Klein, to Brian Geyer, Justin Powles, and the crew here at Peters Township. From my partner Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Brett Gambita and Noah Tennant on camera, and Terry Hazlett and Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us. In the PIAA 5A girls basketball opening round, your final score, Peters Township 58, Conrad Weiser 25. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.